Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Alongside Alex Ferrario, I'm Brandon Kiley. Happy to go out to the 101 ESPN hotline to be joined by the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, here on BK and Ferrario. He joins us typically on Wednesdays, but we wanted to be able to have him join us today, coming off of the press conferences that we were all out at Centene Community Ice Center for yesterday with the Blues exit interviews. Kerbs, appreciate the time as always. How you doing today?
Doing great. I got a good core of the 2010 AFA Phillies Ruffians team heading down to a soccer tournament in Louisville. So we went straight from the ice to the pitch.
Kerbs, do you got the white New Balance sneakers on, the high ride shorts and the baseball cap on, just ultimate dad mode?
Nope, not that. No, I do wear my gray New Balance.
Smart.
I live in New Balances, so I got those. I've come to find out, actually, New Balances, some of those New Balance styles are actually pretty hot. Is what I've been told. Like,
sure,
I had no, like, I'm not a sneaker guy by any means. But I had somebody come up going, "Dude, where'd you get those shoes?" I went to the New Balance store right near the radio station.
That's what I'm talking about. The one right down, right downstairs, right off of Olive. People should go down there, say hello, tell them BK sent you.
There you go. That right. Tell BK sent you and say, "I need some of those hot shoes Kerber was wearing."
That's right.
Which is a phrase that's never been issued in the history of mankind.
No, Kerbs, the kids say today, and you can back this up because they're in the back seat with you. The kids say today they're blazing.
I don't think they do.
Is that, ladies, is that true?
No,
is that true? Is the phrase things are blazing?
No.
Like what do we what's the word if my shoes are like
fire,
if they're hot or if they're
fire. Oh, let's go.
Yeah. Alex has never.
That's why they're blazing, Kerbs. They're on just, fire. They're blazing.
Just go to New Balance and tell them you want the fresh foam 1080s. You'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. Kerbs, let's talk a little bit about the Blues.
Tell them you want the ones that bring your thighs out.
Whatever this conversation is with Alex. We don't need any more of this.
Fire!
What was, for you, the most revealing or interesting thing that was said yesterday during Doug Armstrong's press availability?
That's a good question. I don't know that anything he said surprised me. I expected kind of what he said when it came to the questions regarding the coach. And I understand the process that he's got to go through on that. I do think the thing that I guess we should take out of it, and this is what we'll be referring to in September, and then is just the process where, you know, this was year one, you know, of that process, and at the very end of his press conference, right before he said "see you later," which I thought was a great way to end the press conference, honestly, made me laugh when I listened to it a second time. But I think to me that one thing he said is he goes "we're in for the long play," and I think that's what fans need to remember. Now, long play doesn't mean we're not going to try to compete immediately, but long play means we're not going into a 7, 6, 5 year rebuild, going to get 50 or 60 points, and that aspect of things. He goes, "It's going to be difficult to do what we're doing on the fly, but we're going to do it on the fly." He said, "Because I don't think I could stomach it. I don't think our fan base nor the ownership could stomach it." And so to me, that's he laid his plan out really well of what they're trying to do, and that growth, some of that growth is going to have to come from within.
So, Kerbs, we just had this conversation in the open because, of course, the one nugget that we all took out was Bannister being on this short list because of what he did down the stretch. And, you know, Doug talked about looking at other coaches, and Bannister's going to be in that group. Kerbs, you've been around the NHL for a long time. What do you feel like the coach impacts for an NHL team?
I think the coach makes a big difference. I think it's a presence thing. I think it's a swagger thing that they could bring. I think the teams take on the personalities of their head coach. And, you know, from a coaching system style, yeah, that stuff still matters. That's all part of it, you know, but so many teams play similar styles nowadays. But you can see the difference even from Berube to Bannister in something like the power play. It's not like all of a sudden the power play just started clicking. You know, they made a real net front presence, you know, the focus on it, which for whatever reason wasn't quite happening before. The puck wasn't getting through there. And you saw the difference of a power play that through the first 25 games was 8% and then was 21% the rest of the way. So to me, you know, it does make a difference. But I think either way you look at it, the coach has got to have some swagger and got to get the respect of the room because that makes a big difference.
We're talking to Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN. Kerbs, yesterday I found it to be really interesting. We were able to talk with Doug Armstrong and we asked him about the number two center position. It's something that we talked a lot about during the regular season. Booch ended up there, but we saw Shin play there. We saw them do a lot of different things with it. And he said, listen, there was something that was basically in flux from day one of this season. That being said, going out and signing somebody that's 27, 28, 29 years old to an 8-year contract to fill that void for us, it's probably not the best thing for us because we think eventually Dalibor Dvorsky is going to be in that role. So, Kerbs, when you look at this offseason and how their young players that are currently in place impact those plans, what do you think the Blues' offseason checklist looks like in your mind in terms of outside additions?
So, he's right on that front. And in playing Dallas in game number 82, what made me kind of think ahead to Dvorsky there is the fact that you look at what Wyatt Johnston was doing for the Dallas Stars, right? Taking, what, 5 or 6 picks after Zach Bolduc in that same draft, had a good rookie season, and is clearly their number two center right now on that team with the Dallas Stars. I think there's a chance, and from an age standpoint, there could be similarities that you can draw between those two players potentially. And so that's the long play that Doug was talking about in terms of you're not going to put a – you're not going to jam up a spot that he could easily grow into and be quite impactful for on you. I believe, Brandon, that to me, the number one thing that the Blues need is some jam. I think they need a little more, and I hesitate to use the word character too loosely in this one, but I don't know if it's someone like a William Carrier, who's got winning experience now, who's played on some really good teams, that can come in that bottom six role to deliver a little jam. I don't know that it's, you know, going quite to the point of saying bring back a Ryan Reeves, because I just don't know where that playing level is at this point in his career. And plus, he's got 2 more years under a contract there to Toronto. But I think they're going to need something like that in the bottom six. That you're going to have something that's going to protect the young players on the ice a little bit, bring some swagger, bring some, you know, bring some jam. And to me, that fell on Braden Schenn way too much over the last 2 years, and there's not enough other guys on this team and in this organization willing to do that. So whether it's somebody coming in and, you know, growing a pair kind of like Rempe did with the New York Rangers, or someone like a William Carrier, I believe that that's something that the Blues desperately need in the bottom six of their lineup.
Kerbs, I feel like we've said that every offseason for the last like 7 years though, and they either don't do it or they bring in a guy that ends up having that role and it doesn't go as planned because they're not very good at hockey. And then they get replaced by somebody that can help them more in terms of the actual on ice product. And so I hear you, Kerbs. Like I'm totally in favor of that. But man, I feel like we are doing what we used to do with the Cardinals with the cleanup hitter, or what we're now doing with the Cardinals and a front end starting pitching. And like, man, I've had this conversation a million times, and the Blues don't seem to value it the way that we do on the outside looking in.
Valuing it is one thing. Finding it could be another. You know, hoping to see if maybe a guy or two would step up and take it, but you're right. They haven't had it since Pat Maroon left. And
they tried it with Kyle Clifford. That was the guy that they brought in.
And Nola Achari.
Right. And Achari, yeah. They've tried it.
Yeah, Achari. Achari was a different player. Kyle Clifford is more of exactly what we're talking about. And you're right. But the difference was Kyle Clifford just wasn't able to get done what they needed to get done, you know, on some other aspects of the game. Now, that said, I think if Kyle Clifford then came in now, it might be different because you've got a little more time. We were still pretty deep when they brought in Kyle Clifford, right? And this team was still considered in that window. So that was that scenario there. But to your point, Brandon, yeah, I think you make a fantastic point that, yeah, we have been talking about it for the same year. And same thing with those topics with the Cardinals. And you know why? Because it hasn't been addressed. And you know why it's still a topic? Because you still need it. So I don't think just because it hasn't been addressed either on the Cardinals side or on the Blues side with those topics you mentioned doesn't mean that I don't think you're wrong in still saying, hey, this is still needed. Now, look, one player can make that big of a difference, you know, in that situation. And will he need to play every game? Maybe not. But somebody like a William Carrier that's just got a little more of that pop, a little more of that jam in him can make a real big difference. And, you know, Toropchenko, okay, he's that guy that's going to get in on the forecheck. You don't really need to fight. He's throwing that body around a little bit. But I do think, I just think this team needs a little bit more of that pugilance in it to help it turn the corner. And listen, this is one aspect of the game, guys, that I don't think has changed. When you're bringing young guys into the National Hockey League, you've got to give them some jam around them to just give them some confidence out on the ice. That's what Chicago's doing with Foligno. I love that move. I think it's a great move. They're probably overpaying him a little bit to have him there and extend him because they need him there with Bedard. And I think the Blues are going to need some of that with some of these younger players as well. And it's got to be somebody more than Braden Schenn.
And I'll just one more last thing on this, Curbs. The reason why, like, I don't like my firm opinion on this is I don't think they're going to bring somebody in to do that necessarily, is because when I hear what they said yesterday about blocking opportunities for young players, and then I think about where these guys that you're talking about would fit into your lineup, I think it would block an opportunity potentially for a young guy like Zach Dean, probably going to have to be on that fourth line to start out next season. I think you're going to see Nathan Walker on that line. I think you're going to see Toropchenko on that line. I think you're going to see Bolduc and Kyrou and Neighbors and potentially Dvorsky at some point by the end of next year. Snuggerud. Like, I think you've got a lot of these spots already spoken for in your lineup. And if that is the case, bringing in one of these players that we're talking about, I just don't know where they fit into to your overall lineup, man. Like, I think it needs to be a guy that can go out there and also score 15 goals if you're going to bring in a player like this, in my opinion.
Well, they'll look at the goal total. The way I've been told is you look at that goal total around 10. So, like, a year ago when they were talking about, you know, the fourth-line guys of Toropchenko, and then if they can get, you know, 10 goals from that, from each one of those guys, they'd be pretty happy. And, you know, you're kind of in that realm getting there with Oscar Sundquist, who, you know, is probably going to be delayed in getting back, obviously, but because of that knee injury. I do think that history shows us, Brandon, that that you will have some rotations on that fourth line. That, yes, you look at some of those guys that are penciled in there now, but look at how things are penciled in with Blay or Kapanen or Alexandrov, you know, last summer. Things weren't quite that way. So somebody like a Carrier, and I went to him because I was just scrolling through the list, and his name came to mind when I was prepping for that game against Dallas.
I know Jamie has talked a little bit about, like, trading for a Trent Frederick, adding in a Kunin.
Is that Luke Kunin? Yeah,
Luke Kunin.
Well, Luke, listen, to me, the ultimate get, for the St. Louis Blues would be Trent Frederick.
Agreed.
Okay?
And that fits the criteria that I'm talking about. He could be a 15-goal scorer for you on that wing through the middle six. Like, that fits what I'm mentioning here.
That guy's 40 points. You know, like, that's another level, too. But he's that perfect guy that can play and have some jam. And at the same time, then, listen, maybe you don't need it. And to your point, maybe you don't need it if Tyler Tucker fills that role. Like, is Tyler Tucker going to come in and look at what Matt Rempe did and say, okay, look at what he's become in New York and look at what he's done. I'm going to have to do that on the back end, right, and make that happen. So there are some guys that could do it, and if I'm one of those guys, that's how you guarantee you're staying in the National Hockey League for a whole year and you're playing every single game. So there are some opportunities from within. To your point, though, it's still something that this team needs. And look, I've talked to players in the locker room about it. They're the ones saying that this is needed as well. So,
interesting.
Whether it optimistic. Whether it happens or not, I agree with it. I mean, yeah, well, it remains to be seen, but it's a I just think it's an important factor of a team that's where the Blues are at to keep things moving forward.
Hey, Curbs, appreciate the time as always, man. It's been great to be able to catch up with you each and every week throughout the Blue season here on BK and Ferrario and all of our shows here on 101 ESPN. Appreciate all of your unbelievable work and all the help you've done behind the scenes as well for us with the Blues so far this year. We look forward to talking with you again soon, man. Enjoy your trip with the kiddos.
All right, you guys, have an awesome week. Thanks for all the great coverage. Again, I said this a lot, but Alex and Grant and Jordan and Ryder and everybody behind the scenes that helped get these broadcasts on the air every single game takes a village, and we got a great village here. So thank you all so much, and we'll talk some playoff hockey next week.
Absolutely. You're the best, Kerbs.
Chris Kerbert, voice of the Blues. Right, appreciate his time as always here on BK and Ferrario.